called Opera, Passion, Power and Politics, which explores the stories behind seven operatic premieres in seven cities. Presented in partnership with the Royal Opera House, it's an immersive exhibition that takes you on a journey through nearly 400 years of history. And it's one of those seven operas and seven cities we focus on today. Verdi's Nabucco, premiered in Milan in 1842. Placido Domingo, singing as a baritone, takes the title role in this 2013 performance from the Royal Opera House Covent Garden, conducted by Nicola Luisotti. A tale of bitter war between the Babylonians and the Hebrews, opening with a suitably dramatic overture.
Thank you. Oh! Thank you. Di sangue, versio della tua vita. Messer Amanda, per gloria di Israele, le tenebre a squarciar.
Il frari
Verdi's Nabucco, ending with the Babylonian king struck down with madness while his adopted daughter Abigaile crowns herself in his place. Placido Domingo and Lyudmila Monastirska head the cast in this 2013 production from the Royal Opera House Covent Garden. Well, back to the action shortly, but time now on Opera Passion Day for news of a day-long event that's taking place at the Manchester Museum of Science and Industry. It involves a series of experiments, and Lindsay Chapman is on the line waiting to tell me more. Now, Lindsay, what's been happening there?
Oh, we have been having a brilliant day here up in Manchester. I'm here with BBC Arts and Tomorrow's World, and we're doing something slightly different on Opera Passion Day, in that we're really combining the accuracy and evidence of science with the creativity and emotion of opera through a series of scientific experiments. So first thing this morning, we have got Professor Trevor Cox from the University of Salford. He works in acoustic engineering, and he basically had these incredible graphs behind two opera singers, a tenor and a soprano, and we looked at how opera singers generate the loud sound that they make, because obviously they don't have microphones, they have to be able to amplify with their own bodies, and they were singing out loud, and we were watching in the background this graph which measured decibels, just to see what kind of levels they can reach. And we reached 105 decibels with our soprano. She was just slightly louder than the tenor. And that's about equivalent to a chainsaw,
wow,
which is unbelievable.
It is extraordinary.
Just incredible.
Well, I know that's one of the experiments you've been doing, and you have got more to come, I know, throughout the day. I better let you get back to your endeavours. Shattering glass has been happening, I know that's another thing. But thank you very much for that quick update. You can follow along with the experiments by going to the BBC Arts homepage to click on Opera Passion Day Live to see what's happening. But we're returning to Nabucco now and the remaining two acts of this epic tale, which include the famous chorus of the Hebrew slaves and Nabucco's dramatic conversion to worshipping the God of the Israelites after he recovers his wits and repents of his past wickedness.
Thank you. Basilia infanto reggi, le pregi ascolta dei figli tuoi. I giuda gli enti figli erano tutti, e pria colei che scuola te non arna naso.
Parlar ardisce ben a bocca.
Signore, mi segui.
Ove condurmi vuoi? Lascia!
Ecco dei consigli, Laura.
Ma non vedi? Tendo dessi di fianco, perché, perché mi rechi, temo le sono e però, ma guai se alcun il sa, che mi creda sempre forte ciascun.
Lo so, e io troverò il mio seggio.
Chi è costei? Qual valle danza?
O siete, o figli miei?
Thank you. Yeah. Oh, Rosinier, superba città. Ecco torretta, sia nostra cara in cenere. Perché le mani
smarrita. A farlo, un brando, il brando tuo, per conquistare il soglio e colore. Salvare perena io.
Thank you. Amen.
Placido Domingo as Nabucco, freeing the Israelites at the end of Verdi's opera. In this 2013 production from the Royal Opera House, Abigaile was Lyudmila Monastirska, Zakaria Vitali Kovalyov, Fenena Mariana Pizzolato, Ismaile Andrea Kare, Anna Duzica Bielic, Abdallo David Butt Philip, and the High Priest was Robert Lloyd. The Royal Opera House Chorus and Orchestra were conducted by Nicola Luisotti. And that's one of the seven operas featured in the V&A's brand new exhibition, Opera, Passion, Power and Politics. We're broadcasting all seven of those operas in full on Radio 3 this autumn. To find out more about the BBC Opera season, just go to the BBC Arts homepage and follow the links to music. Well, this is Penny Gore with Afternoon Concert, and we go live to the V&A for In Tune on Opera Passion Day at 5. But till then, let's hear from the BBC National Orchestra of Wales, my featured ensemble this week, and performances they gave at this year's Swansea International Festival earlier this month. Tequan Evans was conducting, and first on the bill at the Brangwyn Hall was Aaron Copland's Appalachian Spring, the orchestral suite he made from the original ballet in 1945.
Thank you. Thank you.
Copland's Sweet Appalachian Spring in its orchestral version from 1945, played by the BBC National Orchestra of Wales in Swansea earlier this month. And the orchestra was then joined by the harpist Catherine Finch in a concerto by Carl Jenkins for harp, strings and percussion, Over the Stone, premiered by the orchestra in 2002.
Thank you.
Harp Concerto Over the Stone by Carl Jenkins. Catherine Finch was the soloist with the BBC National Orchestra of Wales at the Brangwyn Hall in Swansea earlier this month, conducted by Tecwyn Evans, ending today's afternoon concert. And the orchestra begins tomorrow's programme with a live concert from Cardiff at 2 o'clock. That's here on BBC Radio 3. We're now at 5 o'clock, time for the latest BBC News from Chris Aldridge.
Norfolk Constabulary, which is facing a funding shortfall of £10 million, is axing all of its police community support officers, known as PCSOs. 150 people face redundancy. Around 80 police constable posts will be created. The chief constable acknowledged it was a controversial move, but he said PCs were more adaptable. Official figures released today suggest that the number of crimes recorded by police in England and Wales has passed the 5 million mark for the first time in 10 years. Violent crime is up 19%. The Spanish government says it'll begin the process of stripping Catalonia of its autonomous powers at a cabinet meeting on Saturday. Earlier, the Catalan leader, Carles Puigdemont, ignored an ultimatum to back down on the region's drive for independence. Mr. Puigdemont has threatened to have the regional parliament ratify independence unless Madrid agree to negotiations. The German Chancellor Angela Merkel has suggested that Brexit trade talks could begin as early as December. She was speaking as she arrived at a summit in Brussels. Theresa May will discuss the progress of negotiations with EU leaders this evening. Mrs. May has been coming under pressure from Leave campaigners to prepare for there to be no deal at the end of the process. The ASLEF union says Southern Rail drivers are to be balloted on an offer to end their long-running dispute about driver-only trains. It's recommending members accept the deal, which guarantees a second safety-trained person on every train, apart from in exceptional circumstances. The head teacher of a grammar school at the centre of a row about pupils who were told to leave their A-level courses partway through because they weren't expected to achieve high enough grades has been suspended. Parents whose pupils attend St Olav's in Orpington in south-east London have threatened legal action before the school backed down. The weather. Rain, heavy at times, will spread north and east across Britain overnight, accompanied by strong winds. There's a chance of severe gales in south-west England. That's the BBC News and weather at 2 minutes past five, now on Radio 3. Here's In Tune with Sean Rafferty.
Well, welcome to In Tune. We're immersed in opera passion at the Victoria and Albert Museum in London with a very distinguished audience. Good evening, audience. They're all passionate about opera as well, and we're in the world's largest museum of art and design in one of the original spaces, actually, of Victorian times. Home, of course, to the magnificent exhibition that is Opera, Passion, Power and Politics. More of that anon. It is tremendous. And all over the country today, there are live streamings from every single opera company, from Northern Ireland Opera to the Royal Opera House to English National Opera, all doing their thing. And we'll be checking up on the Royal Opera Chorus at Paddington, not at Paddington,